Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Sue, I had a little breakfast meeting with the guy who I went to J school with. We haven't seen each other in 40 years. I graduated in 86. He graduated in 87. But, you know, the Facebook kind of keeps people in touch.
True.
But he's here because he's a Cubs fan. He grew up in Buffalo Grove. I grew up in Niles Park Ridge in Wharton Grove before I moved here when I was 14. But I like to say I was not infected by the Cubs virus. Thank God. There was a vaccine, I think, that I took. But Frank Cusimano is with us this afternoon. This is a big series at Busch Stadium. How are you, Frank?
Yeah, it is. It is. Think about this. By Thursday at 4 o'clock, we could be a half game out or we could be 8.5 games out. So it is large, and it's a big one tonight in particular. They're throwing a pitcher with an ERA in the fives. We're throwing Matthew Liberatore, who for the most part has been pretty good all season. So you'd love to win the opener here.
So you're coming off a stretch of 5 in a row. You don't get the win yesterday with Michaelis on the mound. But obviously the Cardinals, now the White Sox were involved, so you have to have a little asterisk there. But look, I will tell you this. A week ago, I was off last week. We didn't speak. I was very concerned that the slide was going to go even deeper because, well, I'm pessimistic. You keep thinking, all right, this team has been pretty good. Now you got an injury, though, with Herrera. How bad is that, by the way?
It's going to be 2 to 6 weeks. Yeah, that hamstring, and that may bother him for a while. So that is a devastating blow because you could make a case when he's right, he's probably your best offensive player. And speaking of offensive players, Mark, take a long look in center field tonight for the Cubs. I just got finished interviewing him. His name is Pete Crow Armstrong. He already has over 20 homers and over 20 stolen bases. He's got 61 RBIs. He plays center field like Jim Edmonds. I mean, he's got a lot of Mike Trout in him without quite the body, but he is a special talent and only 23 years old.
But he came from their system. That's where he was developed, in the Cubs system?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Well, he was traded. He was traded.
Wait, no, yeah, he was in the trade. What trade was he?
Was he in Baez? The Javi Baez trade?
Yeah. Well, which is interesting because you just told me 10 minutes ago that Baez was a guy he tried to pattern his game after, speed and power. So sometimes you think about those deadline moves, they do work out.
Wow.
They have for the Cubs.
Well,
yeah.
Matthew Liberatore is a guy who, you know, seemingly is working out a little bit for the Cardinals right now.
Yeah, there was a time like earlier in the season where you thought, boy, this is going to be I'm glad we made that trade. And then he had the arm fatigue. But I still believe when you're 25 and you're lefty, you got a knockout curveball, and you throw 96, there's a good future for you.
So outside of this Pete Crow Armstrong, I love that name, by the way, what is making the damn Cubs so good right now? Obviously, pitching has to be a big part of it.
Actually, it's more on the offensive end. I mean, I was looking this up today. I had Andy Van Slyke on for a while, and we were looking at the wins above replacement stat, which is really – really all-encompassing. And we're like, Brendan Donovan is our number one guy. Well, they have 6 guys with higher wins above replacement stats. I mean, their offense with these on-base percentages is just insane, whether it's Ian Happ or Kyle Tucker or Suzuki, who's got 60-plus RBIs, Michael Bush. I mean, they are loaded offensively, the first 5 or 6 hitters in their lineup.
Did you see, I mentioned this a little earlier, man, I can't even imagine playing in the heat, but Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon, day games, and De La Cruz from the Reds, he just pukes right in the middle of the infield.
Yeah, Busch Stadium holds the heat well, as Casey Stengel once said in 1966. Yeah, it was brutal yesterday. I don't know how fans, and believe me, there were a lot of fans at the game, but when you look at like the television cutaways, you didn't see many of them in the stands because they were trying to stay cool.
Yeah, the last time I went to a game like that, and I try to avoid games where, you know, it's that hot, we froze towels and brought the towels. And that guess what? For those of you who might consider, it doesn't help. It really doesn't help.
Well, longer than 10 minutes, right?
All right, well, let's see. Is this a 3 or 4 game series?
Yeah, I just spoke with Joe Strom, by the way, who handles the tickets for the Cardinals. They'll have 27 to 28,000 tonight. So not great, but not bad for a torturing night of heat.
Well, the crowds have been building a little bit, though, haven't they?
Oh, no doubt about it. The Dodger game. And it's a shame this is not a weekend series because it was like Thursday through Sunday. you may have some 40,000, you know, seat games.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. All right, thank you, Frank. We'll talk on Friday afternoon. I appreciate it.
Okay, guys, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.